From the New Revised Standard Version, Romans 5, 1-5, read like this. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. God's word for God's people. For a few moments this morning, saints of God, I want to preach from the subject, peace, grace, and love. Peace, grace, and love. Back in Boston, I learned an old praise song that was one of those songs that had an infinite number of verses, because you just kept on adding verses until you couldn't add no more verses. Y'all might know it. It starts off easy. This joy I have, the world didn't give it to me. It repeats that line a couple of times and then ends with, the world didn't give it and the world can't take it away. Yeah, y'all know that one. We add verses such as, this love I have, this peace I have. Truly, the song could become a song with no end in sight, because all you have to do is add in all that we have that God has given us and that the world can't take away from us. It can go on all day and all night. Amen? Amen. We sing the Holy Ghost that I have, you know, the healing that I have, the strength that I have. Amen. People of God, we have been blessed with so much. But as I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say that I am beyond doubt blessed because of three things in particular that God has granted us. Peace, grace, and love. Well, here's the background. Paul wrote this letter to the Christians in Rome, and believers everywhere from Corinth about the year 57 AD. As he was preparing for his visit to Jerusalem, the letter introduces Paul to the Romans and gives a sample of his message before he arrives in Rome. The letter to the believers in Rome is a mature statement of Paul's understanding of the gospel. In Romans, Paul sets forth a full and orderly statement of the great principles of the gospel that he preached. Among other lessons, Romans teaches us that we should not trust in ourselves for salvation, but in Christ. In chapter 5, where we find our text today, Paul encourages the Romans and us too by revealing that in God, three manifestations we have peace, grace, and love. The fruits of justification. First of all, we have peace with God through Christ. We have peace with God through Christ. This peace is not simply a state of tranquility or serenity. This peace is not simply a cessation of hostilities. Peace with God means that we have been reconciled with God. Now, to reconcile is to establish a close relationship between. Church, we needed to be reconciled with God because heretofore we had some irreconcilable differences. Since we've been wrapped up, tied up, and shacked up with
our, well, you guessed it, our sin. Amen? But now, there is no more hostility between us and God. But now, there is no sin, save blaspheming the Holy Spirit, that can block our relationship with God. Why? Because Jesus paid the price for our sin through his death on the cross one dark but good Friday and made possible this peace, this reconciliation when he rose up early that first resurrection Sunday morning. Because of Christ's sacrifice, we have peace with God. Because of Christ's trial and crucifixion, we have peace with God. Because Christ took the punishment that we deserve, we have peace with God. Now, he didn't deserve it. We did. Amen. Beloved, it's like this. On the cross, God treated Jesus as if he had committed your sins, even though he hadn't, so that he could treat you as if you lived his perfect life, even though you haven't. Well, second of all, we have access to God because of the Father's grace. Because of the Father's grace. Beloved, our text today reminds us that we stand in a place of highest privilege with God. Isn't it great to be with God? But before we get ready to stick our chests out with pride, let me remind us that it's not because of us, but it's because of God's grace. Before we start to stand on the merits of our resumes, be reminded, beloved, that we are underqualified by ourselves. Before we break out the measuring rod, please be reminded that we don't quite measure up to God's standard all by ourselves. We need God's grace in order for us to stand in the place of highest privilege. We need God's grace in order for us to withstand the toils of this life. Beloved, if it weren't for God's grace, we wouldn't be able to stand at all. If it wasn't for God's grace, as the songwriter wrote, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. What that means is that we don't deserve the rewards that God has dog-eared just for us, nor did we do anything to earn God's favorable attention he gives us. Amen. Saints, not only has God declared us not guilty, even though we clearly are, but God has also drawn us close to himself. I mean, it's one thing to throw a case out because the prosecution couldn't meet their burden of proof, but it's another thing altogether for the judge to invite you to live in the house next door to them. Instead of being enemies, because of God's grace, we have become God's friends. Instead of being outcast, because of his grace, God invites us to be part of his family as one of his children. I can remember back in the day, friends used to love to hang out at our house. We were that house in the neighborhood. Always, well, won't you go home someplace? But they always wanted to hang out at our house. But my sister and me and my parents were the only ones who had keys to our house. Amen? That's the same way it is with us and God. Because of God's grace, we've been given keys to God's house. And we can come in when we like. We can stay long as we want. He's made a special place just for us in his house. Oh, beloved, I don't know about you, but I know something about God's grace. Church, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't make it without God's grace. I've learned it in my relatively short life up to now that it's all about God's grace. For God's grace produces freedom and liberation. God's grace gives us forgiveness, hope, and love. It's not fair, I know, it's not fair. But God gives us his grace anyway. Well, last of all, God poured his love into us through the Holy Spirit. God poured his love into us through the Holy Spirit. The Father and Son sent the Holy Spirit to fill our lives with love. Now, I'm not talking about the on again, off again type of love that we used to. I'm not talking about the sometimey, sappy, soap opera kind of love we see on TV. They still have soap operas on TV? Okay. I'm not talking about the abusive type of love some have convinced themselves is real, but ain't. No, I'm talking about the love that God, the love that God extends to us that we give back to him and share with the world. With all this loving care being extended to us, how can we do less than serve him completely? With all this overflowing love being poured into us by God, how can we not share it with the world, to everyone who we come in contact with? God's love fills our lives and gives us the ability to reach out to others. Oh, and I'm glad today that God's love is not like our love. Amen? Our love depends upon what we see on the outside, but God's love depends upon what's going on in the inside. Our love can fade with time, but God's love gets stronger every single day. Our love has a limit, but as Paul says later in the 8th chapter, nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Neither death, nor life, nor high gas prices, nor the drop in the stock market, no difficulty, no hardship, no right versus left fighting, no illegal war, no valley experience, and no mountaintop experience, nothing can separate us from God's love. God, through the Holy Spirit, poured his love into us, not just to fill us with his love, but so that we pour it out into the world. It sounds easy, but this requires us to step outside of our normal circles and perchance extend love, compassion, and forgiveness to someone who might not love us back. This requires us to extend God's love to the one most folks would have withheld love from. This requires us to love the sinner and hate even our own sin. This requires us to extend God's love even if by human measure we feel some folk don't deserve that love. Why? Lest we forget, it wasn't that long ago that we were in desperate need of God's love when the world had thrown us away. And lest we forget, it wasn't that long ago when it was us on the outside looking in. Lest we forget, it wasn't that long ago when folks used to look down their noses at us and refuse to show us the love of God. Amen. From God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, we get the greatest gifts anyone could ever give. We have peace instead of irreconciliation. We have grace instead of damnation. We have love instead of condemnation. But this peace, grace, and love is not just for us. Our job is to spread it out there. Our job is to go and tell somebody about it. Church, let us never tire of telling this dying world about the peace of God through the living Christ. Let us never forsake telling folk that we have access to God because of God's grace. Let us never stop telling folk that God poured his love into us through the Holy Spirit until our voices give out. Let us never stop telling the good news until our bodies grow weak. Let us never stop showing folk the good news until our hearts stop and our brain functions cease. Let us never stop sharing the good news. Never, never, never. People of God, I don't know about you, but like James Cleveland used to sing, I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story because I know it's true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. God has provided it for us. So let us, with glad hearts, receive it. God's peace, God's grace, and God's love. Amen, amen, and amen.